If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Friday, June 10th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. After 2 years of the pandemic, many are reviving their efforts to connect with more people in their networks, and it could be overwhelming. But how many friends do you actually need? Research says that the magic number of close friends is about 3 to 5. Fostering these relationships takes time and energy, with research saying it takes about 200 hours to become close with someone. Ali Volpe, senior reporter at Vox, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, Ali.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, let's talk about friends and friendships and how many friends you should have to make your life better. You know, there's been a lot of research on, the quality of life improvements that come with having meaningful relationships and, you know, even closer relationships, those ones that, you know, your best friends, the ones that you can be who you truly are around them and everything. You know, they're very important to a lot of people. And coming off of the pandemic, you know, a lot of people were battling with loneliness. A lot of people are getting back into action now saying, you know, I want to connect with as many people as possible. But as I mentioned, there's a lot of research on this. So let's narrow it down and see where we're at. A lot of research says you kind of need anywhere from 3 to 5 relationships. I mean, even one close friendship is good, but the optimal number could be around 3 to 5. So Ali, tell us a little bit more about this.
So I don't know about you, but coming out of the pandemic, I sort of felt overwhelmed. Like, I need to touch base with all these people I've lost touch with over the last 2 years. And that can kind of lead to a little bit of burnout. So instead of like stretching ourselves super thin, we should really focus on a couple of those really core close friendships. In the 90s, an evolutionary psychologist named Robin Dunbar posited that we can handle 150 meaningful social relationships at any time, which is a lot.
That is too
but
many,
it's sort of like a tier. It's almost unimaginable that, like, I would know 150 people, but it's possible, I guess. But that number is actually tiered. And so in the smallest circle, almost thinking of it like a target, is yourself. And then the next circle out is, you know, your partner, who's almost an extension of yourself. And then there is a circle of your close friends, which are anywhere from 3 to 5 people. And those are the ones that we've really invested the most time. We feel like we know the best and who know us the best.
I just love this because this discussion, a lot of people kind of feel these things naturally, right? Especially when you do connect with somebody and you're like, wow, that is one of my closest friends. But I love when research puts numbers to things. And they say, you know, we know that it's a time investment when you're going to really connect with somebody. They say, reaching a level of intimacy with a close friend is about 200 hours. That's a long time.
Yeah. And you think about like how we spread that time out over the course of a friendship, even just thinking about like college friends, someone you meet in your dorm room and how that grows into a really deep friendship. And so it is helpful when we are constantly like seeing that person every day, like at work or at school. And then when you think about adulthood, and I think part of the reason why people say meeting new friends in adulthood is so hard is because like we don't have those sort of places where we can run into a person and develop those hours as long over a period of time, which is why friendship is work and it does require mutual effort on both parties. But yeah, it is a lot of hours.
And so how do we foster these relationships? I love one of the people you spoke to had a quote in here in your story, and it makes perfect sense. Knowing another person's schedule is an act of intimacy. You know, like if you know someone enough to know where they're going to be at a certain moment, or oh, so-and-so's got work today, you know, we'll connect on another day. That is a real big sign of how close you can be.
Yes. Jeffrey Hall, who is actually the researcher who came up with the 200 hours number on to quantify close friendship. He was the one who said that wonderful, wonderful quote. But, you know, yeah, knowing where someone's going to be or what's going on in their lives because you're regularly keeping in touch with them is such a surefire sign that, like, you guys are close. Like, think about some of your really great friends. Like, I know what my best friend is doing today, that her dog went to training. And so we just talk that much that we know what's going on in each other's lives. And so that is really a huge signifier of closeness. And so if you're feeling like you want to get closer to some people, it's just maintaining that conversation with someone, having a routine. Research also from Jeffrey Hall has shown that, you know, having an ongoing routine with your friends, whether that's like a book club or like a weekly fitness class you guys do together, just knowing that you will see that person again in an extended period of time makes it so much easier to keep in touch with someone.
We're talking about very close relationships. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are lonely and don't feel like they can make a lot of these connections. And a lot of this research shows, a lot of the experts you spoke to even say, even just talking with acquaintances, connecting with people on smaller levels really helps you on the other side of things.
Yes, I love interacting with acquaintances, anyone from like the barista at the coffee shop to like the person who cuts your hair. These aren't people that we would consider close friends, but they do have an amazing effect on our lives. They can make us more empathetic because we're, you know, taking a peek into someone else's life. They can help us be more social even when we haven't had practice. And it is important to have this sort of healthy, quote unquote, social diet of, you know, having these really close friends, but also having, you know, the dessert of having acquaintances or weaker ties. All of these things are equally as beneficial to us.
It's just an interesting look at it. As we do get older, it does feel like the circle always kind of gets a little smaller. Maybe the acquaintance circle, that tier gets a little bit bigger. But, you know, it's important for your health. And it's just an interesting look to see how all of this shakes out. Ali Volpe, senior reporter at Vox, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.